with another episode of the Sierra Renee Show. I have a special guest. Her name is Denasia. Denasia, tell us about you. Tell the listeners about what you do. Give us the rundown, all that good stuff.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Denasia, like she stated, and I'm a business owner. I own an eyelash company and a hair business, and it's called the Ava Lash Co. I'm a new small business, so I just got started, so I'm learning the ropes. And I'm also a mom, so I do it at the same time. So for those who's listening that's like, oh, I'm a mom, so I can't follow my dreams, that's not true.
Okay. Even more,
follow your dreams and get them coins, period.
Period. So yes, mommy life. I'm not a mom, but I have so much admiration for people who are moms around the world and who are, you know, starting businesses and just taking that initiative. So kudos to you. I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. So tell us about how long you've been running the Ava Lash Co. Tell us more.
I've recently just started about March. So I'm coming up close to 4 months pretty soon. So I just started. I'm learning how to market. I'm having to do some rebranding, and I can't wait to work with Sierra on that.
Yes.
She's going to help me with that. And I think it's just, I'm enjoying the learning process, and I'm enjoying like every day getting up and just learning something new. Like I literally learned something new that I can add or bring to my business, or to make me a better entrepreneur overall. Like literally every single day, it's like a learning process, and it's like I wake up excited to do it. Like, what can I learn today? What can I implement in my business today?
Absolutely. And that's the best mindset to have, because to be honest, I've been an entrepreneur full time for about 2 years, and that never stops. Like, you never get bored of waking up and figuring out, okay, what is it that I can learn? Like, I have been doing marketing since forever, and I'm still taking classes, because it's like you can never stop learning how to be the best in your lane. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that you emphasize that, you know, you're just interested in constantly learning, because that is one of the key indicators of, you know, amazing entrepreneurs to me, because we're always going to be lifelong learners. So I think that's amazing. For those of you who don't know, I absolutely adore the beauty industry. Like, my first business was supposed to be a hair company. So I am really wanting to share the spotlight with some of my favorite beauty businesses. I love the Ava Lash Co. She has amazing, amazing customer service, super fast shipping. You are welcome.
Yes.
Super fast shipping, everything. So if y'all are loving lashes, y'all need some bundles, y'all know where to go. So what inspired you to start your business?
Honestly, I want to say now, becoming a mom, but honestly, I wanted to have a business and start a business since I was in about, I want to say middle school. But I feel like in the world today, I feel like we're so conditioned to like not follow our dreams and not take risks, and to just get like a basic 9-to-5, get you a career job that, you know, you're going to be comfortable at. And like, that's the type of route that I was taking. And then once I became a mom, it's just like, I felt like, how am I going to raise my children and tell them like, hey, follow your dreams? And I didn't even follow mine.
Right.
So I was like, yeah. And it's been a passion for mine. Like, in middle school, I'm like trying to sell mechanical pencils. Like,
right. Hey,
my mechanical pencils are better than the ones in Walmart, type of thing. Like, so it's always been in me, but I feel like it just got suppressed over the years. And just being scared, like, oh my gosh, everyone is selling eyelashes or everyone is selling hair. So I don't know, it made me like afraid. And then I just built that confidence. And I feel like that's important to have when you're stepping into entrepreneurship, you got to have confidence. You got to believe in your brand and yourself. Like, you really got to have thick skin and know that it doesn't matter if a million people are selling lashes. Your lashes is the best lashes. Period.
Yep. Period. Absolutely. And people don't, like, I say this all the time because so many people make excuses as to why they don't start their business. Everyone's doing this. Everyone's doing that. But to be honest with you, I even made a video about this. There's no such thing as oversaturation to me because you can have, you know, you can be selling lashes, but it's all about emphasizing what separates you from another company. And I think that's so important for people to pay attention to. Your marketing is really the backbone of your business. Like, your marketing and your branding is what's going to make you the most money. It's not even the product, because people don't want to buy from people. People don't want to buy from companies. They want to buy from people.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if I've had some people are like, oh, okay, I just want to work with you because I want to support you. Like, you're a person that I had in mind that I wanted to support. And so I think future entrepreneurs need to keep that in mind when they want to start any business, because we're in a very customer-centric type of climate now. And so it's just kind of like, if you're giving that value and you're showing people why your product is better than this other lash company over here, you're going to be the top lash company. But that takes work, and that takes you understanding how to communicate with your customers. So y'all don't sleep on your ideas because everyone is doing it. It does not matter.
Yes, I agree.
You does not matter. I like, there's so many people who are doing social media stuff right now, but it's like, that's not going to stop me from my grind and what I'm doing. So from your experience, what advice do you have for someone who's looking to start any kind of beauty business? Because I know that you have this company and you're selling bundles and you're selling lashes. I think I saw you had like some bonnets on there too. You are killing it. So what advice do you have for somebody coming in and wanting to create a business around that industry? Like, you can even talk about your startup costs and different things like that if you prefer to go into detail. Like, give us all of the tea.
Okay. So number one, I would say, is just start. Start. Just as simple as that. Start. And what I mean by that is start working on your website, or start doing your research. If you want to sell lashes or hair, getting samples, finding out different vendors, like, start. You have to start somewhere. For me, I think I was too much of a perfectionist, and I felt like I had to have like everything at once to start. And right. I kept making that an excuse, like, oh, I don't have this and I don't have that, so I can't start. No, you can start just by doing research. That's even taking a step in the direction of starting your company, because research is really like everything. Even once you start, and even once you start selling, you're still never going to stop researching, because you might have to find a different vendor, or you might have to find different packaging, etc. And don't worry about the startup costs or the money, because you can honestly start businesses these days with little to nothing. Yeah. And I think, like, I tested a few different vendors. I should have had my notebook out, because I still keep, I've probably went through about 3 different notebooks since I started my business, because I write down literally everything, every price. But I want to say I've started my eyelash company with roughly around $300, which is, that's including the lashes. That's including, I brought a printer for like printing labels. That's including what I ship my lashes in, like, not just the lashes. The lashes, honestly, I probably only spent like half of that on lashes. So thinking taking $150 to get you some nice, decent lashes. Don't think that you have to have, oh, I have to have $1,500 to start, or because I saw this person start with $3,000, I have to have that. No, that's not true. You can really start with little to nothing these days, and they, and with my hair, they have, I started off doing the drop shipping method, which that's when you don't really have any inventory on hand, which I feel like is a good way to start off if you're not sure if you're going to have that many clientele. But as I grow, like, I switch to wholesale. But look into many different options, because there's also different options that don't require you to have as much money. Don't think just because you got a hair company that you got to have $2,000 to have hair on hand. You can start with without having hair on hand. Of course, you still want to test the hair. So you still want to get some hair just to test and, you know, go through samples. But it, the startup cost honestly wasn't that much. But going back to what I said at first, it's just start. Stop making excuses. Don't make any excuses. Oh, I work too much. I think it's this post. I can't remember exactly what it says, but it's like, you can't, don't go to work for 8 hours a day working towards someone else's dreams, and don't come home and work towards yours. Right. Like, don't say, oh, I work all day, or, oh, you know, because I still have my 9-to-5 that I'm, you know, slowly falling back off of as my business grows. But don't say, oh, I'm so tired from work, so I don't have the time to put into making my own business. But you just had the time to go make someone else's dream, you know, better and come true, but you can't work on your own. No. And I really think that it also takes a mindset shift, like working on your beliefs and your mindset. I think is so important, because I'm doing that now as a business owner. Like, you can't just think like, oh, I haven't gotten any sales in a week, I'm about to quit. No, right. Figure out why you didn't get sales in a week. Look at your insights. Look at how many people are coming to your site. Okay, they're coming, and they're coming to the landing page, or they go to this page, but they're not putting it in their cart. Why aren't they not putting it in their cart? Ask those type of questions. Don't just say, okay, they're not buying, I'm out. Like, no, like, you have to try to find out why you're not making that connection. If this is really your passion and this is something that you really want to do, don't let anyone stop you. Because one thing that I've learned, and this also goes back to saying it's oversaturated, it doesn't matter how oversaturated it is, because what God has for you is for you. Like, when God says yes, nobody can say no. Right. It doesn't matter how many people is doing it. If you're living in your purpose, it's going to flourish no matter what. But you also got to put in that hard work and that time behind it with
Absolutely. And she made a very great point, and that's something that I always recommend to people who can't afford to hire marketers at the time or marketing help. You really need to pay attention to the way your business is functioning before you say, hey, I'm going to give up. Now, if it's been a year and you're not popping off, that's different. Or you don't see any progress, that's different. But when you're in the very beginning stages, and I say this all the time, it takes a while for a business to really start doing well. And it's your job as a business owner, especially. Oopsie. So you really want to make sure that. Okay, I'm back. So you really want to just make sure that you are actually taking a look at the inside of your business and seeing where those disconnects lie. If you're not making the money you want to make, or if you're not meeting certain goals, it's so important to take that time to make sure that you know the ins and outs of your business. So you made an excellent point.
Thank you.
Yes, you made an excellent point. So I agree with everything that you said, especially the whole giving up thing. It's like, you're going to have so many ups and downs as an entrepreneur. You can't say that you're going to give up. And it feels like you want to. And I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there, and I've totally been there, and it's been only 2 years for me. And so I'm sitting here, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I don't know how long I can keep this up. And then you'll have days where everything is amazing, and everything is so worth it. But that's what you sign up for when you decide to become an entrepreneur. You're always going to have that fluctuation of because your natural task. Your job description as an entrepreneur is that you put out fires. You're basically a fire extinguisher. So when you have a company and it's ever changing and it's growing and you're scaling it, and then eventually when you have employees, it's like it's your job to ensure that, you know, you're extinguishing the problems. You're naturally a problem solver. So you can't expect to have a business and not have issues at hand that you need to solve or figure out. So I think that's also important mm-hmm. for anyone who's looking to start any kind of business. So that's that as well.
Yes.
Yes. So tell us about your experience as far as, because I know you said that you're getting close to wanting to quit your job. So talk to us about that whole journey. Like, how did you, because I know you said you had always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but mm-hmm. how did you get to the point where you knew, okay, this is not for me? Like, because I know for me personally, when I was working my job, I was working at like a crappy Amazon facility. And I was like, this is not for me. Like, I walked in, I hated every second of my shift. And that's how I knew. Like, that's exactly how I knew. I was like, okay, it's not for me. I need to find something else to do. So what was your breaking point?
That's honestly the same exact thing. Like, when you wake up in the morning and when you have to go to work, you should be happy. You should be excited to go do whatever you do. It should not be like, oh my gosh, I gotta go to work. Oh my God, I don't want to get out of bed because I know I gotta go to this place. And I'm in like the healthcare field. And like I said, like the world today is like, for me and like for my family, it was like, go to school and, you know, be a nurse or be a doctor. So, you know, you can take care of your family and you can be better off. So I'm a CNA right now. So I took that route, and it's because like that's what I was conditioned to believe that I needed to do to support, you know, me and my family. But I wasn't happy. Like, I'm like, there's got to be more to life, and there is more to life. Like, so don't feel like there's no wake up every day and not be excited. Like I was just saying, I wake up every day ready to, you know, post about my business, ready to send out emails, ready to add something new or see what I can do to change up my business. Like, I'm so ready. I'm so excited.
Right.
It comes to my business. That's how you can tell that it's your passion, when it's like, it's stressful. Don't get me wrong, but it's like yep. a good type of stress. Like, it's like a I like being stressed in a sense. Like, I don't know, it's different from being stressed about doing something you don't want to do. Like, but if you're stressed out about something that you want to do, 9 times out of 10 is because you want it to be perfect and you want everyone else to like it as much as you like it, type of thing. Right. Like, so when I say stressed, that's what I mean by that. But honestly, once I learned that and that it's more to the world and that you can follow your dreams. And I feel like in order to live out your life the way you want to, you have to take risks. And I think I was brought up to believe like taking risks can lead to failure. But I saw this quote and it was like, failure is when you don't take risks. Like,
right.
How else are you gonna know what's out there and what you're capable of if you don't try? And absolutely. You know, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. It's not.
Yep.
But if it's for you, it's going to work. You're going to be drawn to it. Do not suppress those thoughts or those ideas that you get in your head every day. because of what's going on around you. Like I said, I wouldn't recommend you just to wake up tomorrow and go quit your 9-to-5 job. That's
right.
Not what I'm saying, because I'm not just quitting mine. Like I said, I'm winging off the more my business grow. But what I'm saying is, don't feel like that's all to life. There's more to life. Follow your dreams. If you're tired of the situation you're in, you can change it. No one else can change it but you. And once I realized that I'm in control of my life, I'm in control of my destiny, and I know I don't want to wake up feeling like crap every day, like just being in a negative space, then I change. Like I said, I have to change.
Absolutely, yes. And I totally agree with everything that you said. You are absolutely right. And y'all don't go quitting y'all jobs, because I've done it. It's not fun. Don't do it.
So, especially if you got bills now.
Yeah, don't do it. Like, I tell everyone, I'm like, listen, I was a teenager living with my mama when I quit my job. So y'all keep that in mind when, you know, so, you know, there's that. And I definitely think that, you know, it's really important to just take risk, because that's what entrepreneurship is. And if it doesn't work, the trait of a good entrepreneur is finding something that does work. So, okay, I can't sell this, or, oh, this marketing or whatever needs to be improved. Let's improve that. That's all that, you know, entrepreneurship is about, and being your own boss is about. And yes, it is stressful, very stressful, but like you said, it's different when it's your entity, it's your business, and, you know, you are directly receiving the benefits of working on that, you know, specific thing, versus it being like stressed because you're going to go work for someone else and they're getting this huge check, whatever else. So, Danasia, I thank you so much for coming onto my podcast and just sitting down and talking to me.
No problem. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Yes.
Something like this. So I'm so excited.
Yes. And I think you have an amazing business on your hands. I love, love, love. I have a special love in my heart for the beauty industry. So I just thank you for even taking the time out. And you gave excellent perspective. And I hope that every young entrepreneur takes heed and, you know, just listens to the advice that you gave, because you are doing great.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye.